Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, New York City, the basketball is back. The New York Knicks look a lot different. I mean, 11 different guys. Are they going to have a 13-man rotation when Hart gets back, when Mitchell Robinson gets back? I mean, for all the talk about who was hurt and not playing, for all the worry about Karl Anthony Towns being doubtful, saying, I don't know, when asked about his role in this offense, I know there were parts of that game where you probably feared that the Cleveland Cavaliers, who were also down a couple players, were potentially going to make a run. It was a game of a bunch of runs. It's the first game. Let's start there. It's game one of 82. The Knicks get a win in their building, and they look completely different to me. Obviously, you have the same characters, some new characters. But what I'm getting at here is Mike Brown. What can Brown do for you? Mike Brown's offense, Mike Brown's rotations, Mike Brown's bench. I know somewhere Tom Thibodeau is like, well, if you had this many guys for me, yeah, I would have played them too. I wouldn't have just ran eight guys. It's crazy to think about the NBA and where we are. They just adapted to the modern day style of the NBA in a year when they were one of the last four teams standing. What I mean is, you know, last night OKC played 12 different dudes, and that's what they do. And that was, you know, part of their formula to get to the finals, win the finals, and be the last team standing. 888-808-1019. See, some of you are smart. I see some of you are already popping up on the call screen because you want to be the first ones for the start of this new Knicks season to speak on the team and say what you think and tell us what you saw. I welcome it, Knicks fans. I welcome the New York Knicks to put the city on their backs. I welcome the New York Knicks to give us something to smile about, be proud about, to pick the city up. If you were paying attention online, or even, you know, they showed Celebrity Row with everybody from Chris Rock to Ben Stiller to Fat Joe, but, you know, some of our New York athletes were in the building. Cam Scataboo, who looks like a kid that got a ticket, you know, sent to him half an hour before the game and decided to just roll up with a Jalen Brunson jersey on. And then you got the Yankees in there, Aaron Judge, Devin Williams, Cam Schlittler. And Carmelo Anthony, of course, gets the loudest ovation of the night. And the Knicks come out, and, you know, when Josh Hart got announced, it looked like he had a look on his face like he was upset. I'm sure he wanted to play. Mitchell Robinson misses games all the time, so whatever there. But you go into that game tonight, there's no Darius Garland on the floor. There's no DeAndre Hunter. There's no Max Strus. So as much talk as we had about what the Knicks were lacking, the number one seed, 64 win, highest scoring team led by Kenny Atkinson and Spider Mitchell. They weren't themselves either. Now, I think that they played a good game, but I wouldn't read too much into, like I said, the runs and how close they were able to make it. Because as I'm watching this game, I couldn't even keep up with the rotations. It's different. You're used to seeing the same guys on the floor for the Knicks. They just kept rolling guys out, different groups. Clyde was like, we're seeing a few different quintets. I'm like, yeah, I can't even keep up with how many different groupings, pairings, different sets of rotations there were. But, you know, Ariel Hakpoorti gets the start, only the second of his career. And the captain, Jalen Brunson, who addressed the fans in the beginning of the game, he hits the first shot, and it's a catch-and-shoot three, and that's part of the offense and the difference this year, and they're passing the ball. I'm looking at the Knicks, and I'm like, okay, this is a year now where they add guys like Gershon Yabusele, who I know didn't have any points, but so what? Even Trey Jemison III, 0 points, so what? You know, this is the first game, and I feel like there's a lot of feeling out and, like, you know, chemistry stuff that has to go on. Chemistry is a word they use in the NBA all the time. You got to get reps. You got to get chemistry. This is not the preseason anymore. This is the real thing, as the Garden was packed, and those guys together will get a feel for how to play defense together. Who's going to take the shots? Who's going to shoot the ball? But one guy that early in the game really stood out to me, and I wrote a couple of things down about him, is Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges, in his second year as a Knick, he's comfortable. He went legend in the playoffs. He, you know, arguably closed two games against the Celtics by himself, those signature moments where people were saying, F them picks. Forget about how many picks we traded for Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges was coming out there and shooting the ball, scoring the ball, stealing the ball. I'm like, Mikal Bridges looks like, you know, he made it through that first transitional year coming from Brooklyn over to Manhattan to the Knicks, the main show. And I think he's going to be a lot more comfortable this year. The Iron Man played 33 minutes, had 16 points, 3 steals, 6 assists, 5 rebounds. And then also, you know, Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson, later in the game, I was talking to some people on Twitter, and they were getting a little worried, and I'm like, listen, no matter what, Jalen Brunson is the closer. He's going to close. But early in that fourth quarter, you didn't even need him. He wasn't even on the floor. Different, right? It isn't so much just, hey, Jalen, carry us to the promised land. No, because you've got a bunch of guys now, and, like, this is going to bode so well for the long haul this season. You've got a bunch of guys now. I know they have fresh legs night one, but you can keep them fresh all year. There's going to be injuries. You had two of your main guys missing tonight. There's going to be injuries. But what I'm saying is, when you get to the end of the game and you have rotated guys in and out and you have used your bench, guys are going to be fresher at the end of the game. How about Deuce McBride, Miles McBride? Bang, hitting the three when you need it. You know, Karl Anthony Towns. He shot 4 threes, only hit 1, but I expect him to be shooting some more threes, catch and shoot threes, and getting back to being the best big man shooter in the game. He had 19. OG Anunoby, I didn't even say anything about OG. OG is so low-key, you kind of forget about him until he steals the ball, blocks somebody, or he's knocking down a three, and you're like, this is why they pay that guy. He led all scorers with 24 points. I'm looking at this Knicks team. I don't want to use the words super team, but they're so deep now, on top of the star-studded team that they had last year that got to the Eastern Conference Finals. Go ahead and dream, because you guys know what the mission is. You guys know what the bar is. It's NBA Finals. It's to win the East. And your thoughts become things. So the more that you talk about it, the more that they're going to live it, the more that they're going to feel it. And, like, pressure, what is the pressure? There is no pressure. It's like, this is what comes with the territory. The pressure was the years before. The pressure was on Tom Thibodeau to adapt, and he refused to adapt. And so they went and got Mike Brown, who has learned a lot in his different stops. And I think these guys are going to buy in. I think these guys are going to be ready to go. I think they're a deep team that's going to outlast some teams. They're going to be a different looking offense. They'll get it together on defense. And they were able to hold off Spider Mitchell, who had 31. And he was trying to go crazy. He had a heat check. He was trying to will them to victory. Evan Mobley played well for them tonight. Even Sam Merrill chipped in. But without Darius Garland, without DeAndre Hunter, like, you're looking at the team that you expect to have to see in the playoffs. And I know it is October 22nd. It's the first game. But, like, it feels like June, May, it wasn't that long ago, you know? It feels like the offseason was quick, and they're back on the floor with some of the same guys, but a few new guys, and they seem to be a little bit improved, new and improved, definitely deeper. Tyler Kolek was somebody that I said last night I'd have my eye on. I like what I see from him in year two. I think he's only going to get better. He's only going to improve. Jordan Clarkson, his first night, you know, in that Knicks jersey, we know what he is as a veteran in the league. I think you can expect more from him. Landry Shamet. How about Landry Shamet in the role that he played last year? And now he makes his team. He knows what time it is. He's a veteran that you're going to be able to depend on. They have a deep squad. They have a deep team. And they have an experienced coach and a fan base that's going to support them. And that building is going to be behind them every game, where they just got to turn it on and close in the fourth quarter like they did tonight. 888-808-1019. The Cavs shot better than them. 46% to 43%. The Cavs hit more three-point field goals, 19 to 14. They shot better from three, and they didn't hit their free throws. But how about that? The Knicks hitting free throws. Can it last all year? Knocking down free throws, especially when you need them. They out-rebounded them, 48 to 32. They passed the ball well, 22 assists. One less turnover than the Cavaliers. And when you're looking at the box score, points in the paint, 42. And you don't, like, you don't have Cat playing the five. You don't have Mitchell Robinson. You are relying on Ariel Huck-Porty in his second start. And Gershon Yabusele. And I don't know. I was impressed with just the first game, with everybody talking about the injuries and everybody talking about the hype and the expectations. And I thought the Knicks were smart to go ahead and be like, yeah, it's game one. If you want to call it load management, whatever, Josh Hart can't go. Mitchell Robinson, not going to go. I didn't really understand the doubtful thing with Karl Anthony Towns earlier today. Because usually if you're doubtful hours before the game, that means we doubt you're going to play. I don't know. Maybe that was some type of okey-doke. But either way, The Knicks' largest lead was 17, and they closed that game. They finished that game. They don't disappoint their fans. And next you got to go and face the Celtics. The Celtics come to your building on Amazon Prime, and, I mean, now we've got games on Peacock, on ESPN, on Amazon Prime, but hoops are back. Like, basketball is back in the city, and there's a lot of hope and a lot of faith in the New York Knicks. Let's get to the phones in the open, because we're already fully full. Philip in Freeport, I saw you pop up first. Go for it, Philip.
Yeah, my wife goes like this. I could do sports talk, right? You don't even know Gershon. What was it, Gershon? How you pronounce it? You can't pronounce a new guy. I said, well, I know he's really good, but the way you pronounce it, I hope he pronounces it right. All king aside, though, look, to not have Robinson in there, Hart in there, and they really persevere, I mean, that's a big win. Between me and you, and no one else is listening, I thought they'd lose. Oh, they don't have Hart. They don't have Robinson. Oh, these guys are going to choke. He wants to run these guys up and down. He doesn't want, what is it called? Management of
load, you know, management. Yeah, that's over. I mean, that burning on your guys out, that leaving your guys in the game to the last few seconds, minutes, mm-hmm. That's in the past.
And he said this, by the way, okay? He says, I'm not going to chase wins. Well, win. I never heard Coach say that ever. That's not up to you. I mean, can you imagine Aaron Glenn, I'm not going to chase wins? But I understand why they do it. This is a new push. And give me, like, 5 seconds. You always have a fantastic show. Thank you for letting me lead off. I'll tell you something. Look, this is a whole new push with Mr. Brown. He's going to try to do something that no coach has ever done. He wants to push it to the playoffs and make sure he makes it, and then everyone's fresh. But guess what? Look, you got to get in there. You have to have a good seed. Okay, So the Celtics don't have their guy. Who else lost? Someone else. There's two players that went down in the East. And the Knicks still have to push through. This is their time. They traded all their picks away. They pushed Barrett away, this away. They got rid of all their guys. They pushed
Julius
everybody
Randle,
in.
Dante DiVincenzo.
Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, I mean, I don't like it because I think that all of sports doesn't everyone else gets the finished product. I don't think that's really good. But the way basketball goes, look, you can't mess around with what they've done. Great show. Appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for the call, Philip. Did I say the name wrong? The French name? Gershon Yabusele? Or was it you saying it wrong to your wife? I'm like, one, I'm not French. Two, I'm close enough. 888-808-1019. Rob is in Queens on the Fan next. Go for it, Rob.
Yeah, do you see a change with Karl Anthony Towns sharing that position? And Josh Hart, do you think he's going to be going all the way?
I mean, with Kat, I just think Kat is going to be Kat. There were definitely some moments, you know, late in that game. He hit the shimmy on him. Like, Kat is going to be Kat. Kat is one of the best scorers. And, like, there's going to be moments where he takes over games. But, like, his minutes are going to be what his minutes are. And he's going to adapt in this role. And they're going to have him playing the four. And they're going to have him shooting, catch and shoot. And I don't know. I just look at Kat as one of the better players in the NBA, one of the better scorers, and I think he'll be just fine. I didn't make too much last night about him saying, I don't know. I thought that was him saying, like, I don't know, we'll see, and kind of downplaying that. You know, he said it's different, but I think Kat is going to be there when you need him, but they're so deep now. It is what it is. And Josh Hart, Josh Hart's going to have to adapt too, right? Josh Hart was starting games. Josh Hart is going to be coming off the bench. Josh Hart is an energizer bunny that wants to play damn near the whole game. Now he's just going to have to save his energy for his minutes. We'll see how he adapts, but these are good problems to have. Thanks for the call, Rob. 888-808-1019. It's one game. We can't read too much into it, but if they would have lost that game, you would read too much into it. You know what I'm saying? If they would have lost that game, I don't know if this is going to work out. Maybe they played too many guys. Oh, they should have kept this guy in more. This guy shouldn't have played as much. This guy had 0 points. This guy had 0 points. Oh, they had the injuries to Hart. We need Hart. We need Mitchell Robinson. I think the Knicks got all they need. You don't need Giannis Antetokounmpo. I think the whole thing is they did the research, and I forget, I remember I had it in my notes, like how many minutes more that their starters played and like how many more miles and like stress minutes that put on them at the end of the year, even though the Knicks stayed relatively healthy last year. Obviously, Brunson was out for a few weeks, but I remember hearing that they did the calculations of the Knicks compared to the other teams that were in the playoffs, and their starters had a lot more mileage. And I think they went into this year, obviously getting rid of Tom Thibodeau, and said, we have to change. He's not going to change. We can't assume that we're going to be healthy next year. We have to adapt with the times. We have to change with the way that the league is playing. And so that we can ensure ourselves that we're healthy and can run the whole race and be there at the end to get to the finals, win the NBA finals. All right, we got to take a break. It's 10:40. I'm on till 2. We will talk about the Brooklyn Nets. We will talk about the New Jersey Devils. We'll also talk about the Jets and Giants, as there's a couple new things with both of the football teams. And, you know, after we get to midnight, it's officially week 8. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up if you want to talk Knicks. We'll be right back. Those fans are taking a little bit of a victory lap tonight saying, see? See what we can be? See what we can do? So it doesn't matter if, you know, Tibbs is doing his tour going to tell everybody that, you know, it stings and he feels kind of betrayed and, you know, going to give everybody else some inside info. His info is not the info that this Knicks team has anymore. They're different now. And I just think that they're only going to build off this. If you are a diehard Knicks fan, when you go to bed tonight, pray for health. Pray that these guys stay healthy. Because if they do, they're going to be able to check anybody in the East. We'll see about the West, but like they have enough talent they're out there tonight playing 11 different guys without two of their main guys that played a ton of minutes. Like, I jokingly said on Twitter, what are they going to be, 13 deep? They're going to have a 13-man rotation? We'll see. We'll see. They're the only way is up. They're only going to build on this. They're going to pass the ball. It's not going to be so much ISO ball. And we're going to have fun talking about it. We're going to have fun watching how this team just kind of runs to wherever they're going to go at the end of the year. I just already see a difference, how they're shooting, how they're passing the ball, how there's trust in these guys off the bench. Like, Mike Brown isn't coming in with any predispositions. You know, and that's a big statement against the Cavaliers. Kenny Atkinson got teed up early. He got teed up in the first half. He was hot. And as much as the Cavs made their runs and fought, the Knicks fought back and held them off. And you got to keep guys fresh for the long journey. You got to keep guys fresh for the long haul. And your stars are going to be stars. But now these stars have backup. You know, now they can sit down and catch their breath. And these other guys off the bench, like, you know, we were watching the Knicks last year. It was so many times we were like, yo, the bench only had 6 points. Or the bench only had, you know, like single-digit points. And we would compare it to other teams' bench. That's not going to happen this year. You got to feel good about that. Let's get back to the phones. Let's take a couple calls before we get to the 11 o'clock break. Paul is in Rochester, New York. What's up, Paul? You're on the Fan.
The first time from the great white north up here, and long-time Knicks fan, born in Brooklyn, was there when the Knicks won the championship in 69. I'm an old guy.
Awesome.
But I'm taking a look at the Knicks, and this is a totally different team to me. They're not Brunson. It's not ball.
Ball
Brunson
dominant.
With the ball. Ball dominant, that's the word I was looking for. A lot of passing, a lot of movement. A lot of screens, movement,
spacing,
passing the ball out of double. They look like a different team. And when you use the bench like he did, everybody's fresh. Everybody's enthused to be out there. And it just looked like this team is going to, like you said, just get better. And as they play this style, and this was what was needed. And I wasn't a big believer in a change. But after seeing tonight, this is going to make a huge difference, and this team is championship caliber, like you said, if they stay healthy and they continue to improve. So thanks a lot for the time.
Thanks for the call, Paul, and shout out to the longtime Knicks fans that stayed down till you come up. You're up right now. The whole league knows that the Knicks are supposed to be good, that the Knicks have a real shot to come out of the East, and the main question mark is, will it work with Mike Brown? And that's why I jokingly said, what can Brown do for you? That's going to be a tagline all year. Mike Brown is doing what he's supposed to do. He's got experience. Like, I've already heard Matt Barnes trash him from his time with the Lakers. But, like, nobody's given him credit for his time with the Sacramento Kings and how quickly he picked that franchise up. And then also, they're not giving him credit for what he learned with the Golden State Warriors, who for years, the finals was the Golden State Warriors Invitational, their championship caliber organization. I bet he learned a lot there that he's going to apply to these Knicks. He's got to be a leader of men. These guys got to follow him. But how could they not? How could they not? There's so many guys that you saw on that floor tonight. I'm like, I need the program. Who are these? Whose number is this? Okay, all right, this guy's wearing. That's good, though. Instead of it just being like, you're relying on, you know, Precious Achiuwa and campaign coming off the bench. And I don't mean to throw them under the bus, but you know what I'm saying, coming from, you know, last year. Phil is in Sheepshead Bay on the Fan. Phil, what do you think?
Yeah, this is what I think. They have two key guys there. We know Brunson is always the clutch guy at the end of the game. Ananobi and Deuce McBride made the game. Whenever they came close, Cleveland, like a difference of 1 point, McBride gets in there and he hits a 3-point a couple of times.
Yep.
And Ananobi woke up at the end. He went to the basket. He steals the ball.
Yep.
He made a key shot at the end that increased the lead with less than a minute to go with eight points. So those are the guys you give credit to.
Yes.
And in general, I feel good about this team. They were stifled by Thibodeau because he had them playing too many minutes. These guys are running the court, but they seem refreshed. He knows how to move them around, you know, it's like chess pieces. And I think in the long run, they're going to have to have a healthy season, put it that way. Okay, I'll leave you with that.
Thanks for the call, Phil. Yeah, it's game one, and I'm going to keep saying that all night because it's game one. They should be fresh. They should look rested. They should have their legs under them. It's a long NBA season. There's going to be some load management. There's going to be some nights that guys don't play. But you know what? The more reps and experience these guys on the bench get, the more you can, I don't know, take a night off playing against the Brooklyn Nets. 888-808-1019. We get in the 11 o'clock hour. I'll speak on the Nets. It's tough, man. Nets fans, all I'll tell you is, duck down, bro. Just chill. Just chill. If you want to hate on the Knicks, wait it out. They got it right now. The Nets got smoked by the Hornets. But anyway, yes, the best plus minus. Miles McBride, plus 17. OG Anunoby, plus 10. And what I was saying to Phil was like, when it does get a little worrisome and those guys make plays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Plays, hit threes, steal the ball, block, whatever. It lights the building up. And that building, from my experience being in there, people are standing, and it's almost like they're on top of the floor, and everybody's emotions are felt in there. And so to keep the fans on your side, to keep that building rocking with you, you need guys that in the moment can just kind of break the run, stop the bleeding, do something to excite the crowd. It was a good first win tonight in your building in the Mike Brown era. Let's take another call before we hit this break. Robbie's in Lenox on the fan. What you thinking about, Robbie?
Yes, Kiss McPherson on the foul. How are you, brother?
Hey.
Listen, you know, I tried to watch tonight, but yeah, I will admit this, 42 shots, 42 points in the paint. That's, you know, is a thing that I like, all right? Mm-hmm. Here's, and I like the fact, I was not a big John Thibodeau fan, because I just don't like his offensive approach to games, and you're right, and I was ecstatic about that Mike Brown coming here, because you're going to see a faster game, more passing, more movement. The thing I have the problem with is the three-pointers. I mean, you know, Scones and I talk about this on this station. A lot of guys do that. You know, I watched the last Knicks team. The interesting thing is, you talk about depth, okay? In 1973, when the Knicks last won the championship, they brought off the bench Dean Meminger, Henry Bibby, all right? Jerry Lucas is in the Hall of Fame, Cassie Russell. So they had depth. So depth is important under Red Holtzman. Was about getting guys a break, getting Clyde a break, getting Reed a break, you know, getting those guys off the, you know, getting Bradley a break in those days when I was little, you know. And so the same thing is going to hold true now for the Knicks. The thing is that I wish to God that the center would play and facilitate with his back to the basket. That's my problem with the NBA a okay, Keith? It's the lack of motion. It was a beautiful game to watch when the center was facilitating the ball. You can do so many things. You can drive guys to the basket. You can go to the weak side. I mean, Larry Bird never stopped running underneath the baseline. This is what bothers me about the NBA. It's like my broadcast partner, Mr. Romeo, there, Ralph from Manhattan. He and I always call it this, and actually Ralph calls it, he always says it's basically a glorified horse game. You know, that's the problem for me.
The game has changed a ton in the era of Steph Curry, James Harden. Right. I mean, even in the SGA era, the way that, you know, the MVP plays with the Thunder. Go on, you got
and
it.
Let's say one thing about the Rangers. You know, the Sharks last night looked pretty good. I don't understand. It's interesting, Keith. The best GM in this town is Leon Rose. Look at the other GMs. We're questioning about Shane, although talent's there for the Giants. But Drury is a disaster. I'm sorry. I've seen the same thing this year. I don't care what coach thinks. You can bring Scotty Bowman in for all I care. You can bring Sully in. The bottom line is Panarin needs to go. Zibanejad needs to go, but he's got a no-trade clause. You got to get rid of this core.
Yeah, it's carryover from last year with the Rangers, Robbie. It's going to be a long year.
I know.
You know, they started tearing it down and changing things last year, and they don't seem ready to go, like even in their own building.
The guy they miss is Kreitz. It's funny. The guy they miss is Kreitz. They need a garbage goal scorer now. They got nobody in front of the net. I mean, one guy.
You don't know what you got until it's gone. Thanks for the call. It's already 11. 3 hours left. 888-808-1019. We'll keep it with the Knicks, but I will talk to the Brooklyn Nets fans, tell you what I saw. For the most part, I didn't even have the sound on. I watched picture in picture. I was focusing on the Knicks and the Devils, and Devils fans will get you in here before midnight as well. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Don't go anywhere because I'm coming right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.